Welcome to Worldview Finder. Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Worldview Finder. We look at all the current events of the world today, whether it's media, news, movies, games, songs, or celebrities. We dissect the worldview these sources have in our lives. Everything pushes a worldview, so join us as we each find our view on this week's Worldview Finder.
We need, like, a computer whiz.
I know everything there is to know about computers, okay? All the Twitters, I know them. Hey, everybody, I'm Chris.
I'm Chuck.
I'm Luke.
I'm Adrian.
Welcome to Worldview Finder, episode 111.
That's 111.
That is. That was the opening quote from Logan Lucky, which Adrian's going to be talking about a little bit.
Yes.
You saw it. Today, we'll be talking about free pizza. We're going to be talking about the future of fake news.
Okay.
Yes.
Why did you pause on that
song? I don't know. I was waiting for like a bump, bump, bump.
This is your section, and you forgot what to do.
And we'll be talking about...
We are not sponsored by Moon Pie today because of the eclipse. Eclipse gum.
These are not
sponsored by them.
Not sponsored by them. Or Fisher's Nuts.
Or
Party Peanuts. So let's talk about the eclipse first and foremost before we get to what we watched.
Sure.
The eclipse happened today. So if you're listening to this on Tuesday, then it already happened. Okay, why did people go bonkers for this?
Because the last one happened like 38 years ago in North America.
It was longer than that, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I mean, there's others in
parts
of the world, but North America hasn't experienced one in a while.
I remember in middle school watching one.
No, you didn't.
No, you have a
they
fake
They simulated
memory.
That. Where'd you go to school?
Play out of the park?
Yeah, didn't happen.
No, there was one. You're right. There was. But it was like really partial. It wasn't.
Maybe.
It wasn't so close to us.
So this is the first total eclipse in a while.
Do you remember getting glasses when you were in middle school?
Turn around. No.
You don't remember that?
We had boxes. Like, I remember making those boxes.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you do those?
You put, like, a little pinhole. Mom had a Ritz Crackers box today. You put a little pinhole.
Today?
Of course he did.
Okay.
You put a little pinhole on one side, and you cut a little square out on the same side. So you look in, and the little pinhole goes through, and you see the eclipse. I don't know how it works. It's like magic, but it was. We watched.
It is magic. That's what...
The whole eclipse is magic.
Ritz cracker boxes. Okay. This just in. Magic.
I will talk about the hype.
That's the eclipse. There hasn't been an eclipse that has gone through the center of the United States in a long time.
But it's happening in 7 years.
Yeah,
another one's going to happen in 7 years.
I'm just kidding.
But the last one prior to that only hit like 14 states. And it was 38 years ago.
But in 2024, it will be going through Evansville. And I think we'll get the hype once that happens. Have you seen any real, like, any footage of places that got 100% coverage?
No, is it crazy?
It's insane because all of a sudden, it's like, it's nighttime. You can see stars and everything.
Really?
Just for like a minute.
You can see stars at all points. Just look at the sun, one star, and then when the sun goes down, you can see a whole bunch of more stars.
Do you mean
the little blinding flashes of light, like the little like tracers that you still see afterwards?
No.
Stars
the sun's a star.
At all points, you can see stars in the sky. There's never a point unless it's an overcast day.
So you're saying this really wasn't significant at all?
No, this is significant.
It was significant to people who make it significant.
That's what I'm saying. That's your worldview.
There were two camps on this. There were the people that were super excited and had bought glasses and bought $500 hotel rooms down near where the total eclipse was happening.
Had a Luna full on their head.
Yeah. And then there were the people like, man, I hate solar eclipses. And then like on Facebook, all these people were like, that's it, me. like it was really eerie out. I was at Moe's.
It was strange.
As you normally are.
But on Monday, yes, Mo Monday. And there was hardly anybody in there.
Which was great, I'm sure.
Which is rare.
Wait, why is it called Mo Monday?
Because they have a burrito and a drink for like $6.49.
Why haven't you told me about that?
We're not officially sponsored by Mo's.
We're not.
Hey, I can actually go to that now.
Keep talking. So why was it eerie?
It was eerie because...
It was great, I'm sure.
Oh, whoops. All right, so... I'm just making sure our live stream...
So...
It was eerie because there's not very many people out. Because usually Mo Monday is packed. It's packed out in Mo's on Monday. But people didn't want to get out because of the eclipse. I'm like, why are people weirded out by this? at 1 o'clock, we were the only people in the restaurant besides the workers, and that was really bizarre. Because I'm like...
They probably wanted to go outside, and you were keeping them from going outside.
No, but so we went out.
What if Moe's just got a bad, you know, health inspection?
They didn't.
If you weren't aware of it.
Moe's is always great at health inspection. So we got there, and we got outside, and why? But it was just, it was really quiet out. There wasn't a lot of activity. Then, like, the cicadas started going off.
Yeah. Did the street lamps come on?
I don't know.
Because all of ours at church came on.
Oh, because they thought it was dark?
I didn't notice it being that dark. It was weird. It just felt like a day that was overcast.
A little bit,
but
there's a feeling in the air.
It, like, tricked everything out, though. Because when it's overcast...
Different. Yes.
When it's overcast, the lights don't come on. Like, all of our parking lot lights came on and stuff. So those came on, and then, yeah, the cicadas and crickets started going. And it, so that was kind of weird, I thought.
And that witch flew by the moon.
E.T. was silhouetted up there.
So, oh man! But yeah, it was just strange. It just felt weird. So, I also made James and I, who used to be on the podcast, may he rest.
James and I used to be on the podcast.
I said James, yeah, who used to be on the podcast. He and I made a clips video as we were driving back. It's dumb, so you should watch it.
Be making videos while driving.
Well, he was recording. All right, so what have you guys been watching this week? Or listening to? Or reading?
Oh, I'll go.
All right,
thought Chuck was going to go.
No, I was offering you peanuts.
Okay. I watched The Defenders. Came out on Netflix last week?
Yeah.
Sometime. I just...
Did you watch one episode?
I watched one episode called The H Word. And the H Word stands for hero. Because... Oh. None of them want to be called heroes. And then three out of the four characters are just like, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. Iron Fist, Jessica Jones, and Matt Murdock.
So, first of all, you don't know what the Defenders are. They're like the poor man's Avengers.
Yeah.
Like they're in the same universe, but they're like not as good as the Avengers.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'd say they have a different area of skills.
Okay.
It's like saying, I don't know.
All right, so... But
none of them are rich, and none of them want to save the world.
They just want to do what they do.
Yeah.
So their dilemma is, am I really a hero, or am I doing the right thing, or should I not do anything?
For three of them, it is. Luke Cage is the only one who's like, well, I don't want to be called a hero, but I have a responsibility to protect this neighborhood of mine, so I'm going to do that. While the other three are like... Just like, oh man, I got so many people killed, or I don't want to be known for anything. Jessica Jones, the first scene is she walks out of a bar at 6 in the morning because it's closing, and then she gets her friend a coffee and it has whiskey, and she's like, oh, that's mine. So she just wants to be drunk all the time. And Matt Murdock, he's just like, I don't know, regretting being Daredevil. It's just... All these people...
Spoiler, Matt Murdock is Daredevil.
Yeah. All these people just seem to forget. They're just whining. I'm just like, ugh. Why can't you be like Spider-Man? Okay, Spider-Man was like, I want to be a hero. Okay?
I thought you were about to start singing.
I want to be
a hero. Like sing-song. Yeah.
Like, he's like, I want to do this. I mean, why couldn't they be like Batman, who's like, my parents are dead. So... I'm not going to whine anymore. I'm going to do stuff. Why can't they be like...
But they've been doing stuff, and then because they've done stuff, then bad things have happened.
They need to be like Captain America. It's like, you know, people died today, but if we weren't there, more people would have died today. So we save as many as we can, because if we don't, more are going to die. Captain America's like,
he's got it.
I'm not okay with it, but I understand that if I don't do anything, worse things are going to happen.
That's a good point.
That's the problem with the Defenders. It's in the universe of Captain America, who's like... The ultimate, like, I get you have personal problems, but you got a responsibility towards others.
Right.
So, Defenders, check it out if you like the rest of the Marvel series on Netflix. I haven't seen very much, so I can't say, oh, it's perfectly clean. But, I mean, if you've seen the rest, then I don't see how this is going to be any different content-wise.
Right.
Also, real quick note, watch Rick and Morty. I do want to talk about the worldview for a second. Rick and Morty's is a few shows that just, like, it's very nihilistic. So if you want to be like, I don't care about anything, this show is not trying to be PC or anything. It's just like, we don't care.
Does it just make fun of everything?
They make fun of pretty much everything. Don't watch it. But I just wanted to mention, it is a show I watch, and the worldview is nihilism. So that's what I've been watching.
Chuck, you watched a movie I hadn't heard of, so tell us.
Yeah, I did. I watched a movie about Bobby Fischer, the chess grandmaster from the United States of America. And the name of the movie was Pawn Sacrifice. So pawn, like a piece in the chessboard,
yeah.
And sacrifice, sacrifice in the pawn. So get it?
Whoa.
So check that out. And I thought it was pretty good. I don't know that I completely recommend it. There might have been some inappropriate parts. I think it was PG-13, something like that. It was... Sorry.
Peanuts.
Joking up. Peanuts.
It was so bad.
It was so sad that I could hardly handle it. Give me just a second.
Bobby Fischer lost and then he moved out of the U.S. or something.
No, but I mean, you could see how he was struggling with mental illness, especially later on in life. And he was paranoid. It talked about lots of things that were going on with tensions, military tensions in the United States and with Russia and all kinds of things that were going on. And just how he would do anything to win. And as he got more paranoid about everything that was going on in his life and imagining people were out to get him and they were trying to hurt him and conspiracy to not let him win, all the crazy paranoid things that he did. Like if someone would barely brush a piece of paper, he would just completely lose it and become a tyrant. It's like one of the last matches that he played of his life, one of the major ones, he said that he could hear the camera that was like 20 yards away, like it rolling, and he became upset about that. So he forced them to make the match happen like in the basement in some kind of little closet. And there was one camera that was behind like a glass wall. And that was all they could see. And it was publicized across the entire world.
Really?
He had all of these crazy conditions and these things that he did. Yeah.
So did he have like OCD or like was it just... he was just so...
I think he was dealing with schizophrenia. Okay. He had some paranoia, things that were going on.
Yeah, he went crazy.
Is he dead now? I don't know.
No, he died in 2008 in Iceland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think he was 64.
Who played, passed away. Do you know who played Bobby Fischer?
Tobey Maguire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Spider-Man. So I thought he did a good job.
Spider-Man.
Oh. For a second I thought you're like, who played against... Tobey Maguire.
No, Tobey Maguire played against Bobby Fischer in 1984.
Yeah, I believe it. Tobey Maguire is like, what? 80?
But he devoted his entire life
to chess.
Okay, so I don't play chess. I don't even know how to play chess. So I sat down.
Did you want to after the movie though?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
He was willing to give everything for this. Completely consumed him, and just seeing how interested people were about it. I mean, they were devoting themselves to something that happens in such a small area. But it had these huge consequences for people's lives. It was interesting.
So why was it called Pawn Sacrifice? It's just about like almost him sacrificing his life.
There's a game where Bobby Fischer played, where he sacrifices a lot of pieces and he won. And I think it started with the pawn, and then it ended. He sacrificed his queen later. He won using some minor piece. It's one of the greatest games of chess ever played. Because I'm a chess player.
Little did you know, he's one of those people that...
No, I imagined. I thought that he was, so I was expecting some commentary.
So, there's this... It's just... The way
our guests are getting better and better.
So, the queen is so important, and he sacrifices the queen, and people are like, what is he doing? And he was way ahead of everyone. Way ahead. He knew he was going to win. He already knew he was going to win. And he won. He won using, like, a bishop and a knight, which is very uncommon. Usually it's like rooks and queens.
So you're saying the worldview was just like almost, you almost felt not hopeless, but
he
just
sacrifices kind of everything to win. And that's
like, he sacrifices everything in his life.
And the game, he sacrificed a lot of things to win because it didn't matter to him. The queen, a lot of people put too much value on the queen.
Yeah. But his life, was it saying his life paralleled that where he sacrificed everything in his life to be the best at chess?
I'd say so.
So was it worth it in the end to him?
Well, we can't. We gotta ask him.
I mean, he went into hiding in like seclusion for years and years towards the end of his life, just because he couldn't handle it. I mean, it showed things how he was paranoid that his phones and TV was being bugged. He'd go to a hotel and think that the Russians were spying on him, and he'd make the hotel staff take out the TV because he thought that they were looking at him through the TV and things like that.
Well, now you can do that.
Now you can do those things. I mean, it's not that far off.
See, I'm telling you, Bobby Fischer was way ahead of his time.
But, I mean, some of the things were... his friends who were around him, and I don't know how much of this was real life and how much of this was played up for the movie, but they were saying, is he doing all of this because he's scared that he's going to win or scared that he's not going to win? Is he doing all of these things and fabricating all of these ridiculous demands? Like, the car had to be a certain way. He had to be driven a certain way. Things like this. They had to pick him up. He had to have a certain kind of a room. So you imagine just the most ridiculous rock star demands, but add paranoia and mental illness with that, with a chess genius. And that's the way that it was portrayed in the movie. So, it was interesting.
That is interesting. So,
but no, I didn't have any more interest in learning to play chess afterwards.
Okay. Nathan Willis said, I'm not a very good host. A container of peanuts and some water?
I think we need to be like your man and demand some more things.
Hey, we have moon pies, a chocolate moon pie, and Eclipse gum. So.
That's all I get.
Yeah.
This is the level of that.
You were Chuck's so excited demand. About Yeah, Chuck wanted
this actually,
that.
This actually is one of the best gifts I've had in a long time.
So, for those of you not watching, it's Fisher's Peanuts, which is not a sponsor.
Not officially a sponsor.
All right, Adrian, you saw Logan Lucky. I want to hear about this show.
Okay, movie. So... really, I just wanted to go, Andy and I wanted to go see a movie this weekend. I just saw on Facebook that somebody saw, they were like, this movie was awesome. I looked it up on Rotten Tomatoes. It was 93% certified fresh. I was like, I know zero things about this movie, except I knew that the cast, it said like Channing Tatum was in it. And, what was that other guy?
James 007.
Bond, yeah.
That Craig, Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Daniel Day-Lewis, Craig.
And the guy who plays Kylo Ren. And I was like, okay, this sounds fun. So we went and super pleasantly surprised at how great this movie was.
All right.
Clean. There's no sex or any romance whatsoever. It's just like, I feel like Ocean's 11. It's very similar.
Heist movie.
Heist.
But it's like
yeah.
Hillbillies, right?
But yeah, it takes place in like backwoods West Virginia. And so you think these guys are all idiots and you have no idea that they're going to get caught any second. But it like all just tends to work out for them. And so it's hilarious. It's like super dry humor. I really think the only reason it's rated PG-13 is because there's one F word. But other than that, I didn't even really notice any... like swearing, other than that one word. So, anyway, it was funny.
So, what's the worldview? Is there a worldview that?
Man, that I was really trying to think about that because I wanted to talk about it on here, but
you got nothing.
I don't have anything. It's just
the bad guy, but they're robbing, right? Like that's right. The thing that you're like, oh, they're thieves,
they're
likable. They're stealing from a NASCAR event.
Yeah, it's the
Coca-Cola
600.
It's my people. This sounds really interesting.
Yeah, it's the Coca-Cola 600, so they decide to rob it, the concessions, because all the concessions go through, like, one tube. Like, they send tubes of all the cash. So, it's just really funny and good. So, I would suggest going to see it. Oh, I guess one of the worldviews are, like, two of the brothers that are helping, they've become Christian, or we've become with the Lord now, or we walk with the Lord now, so we don't commit crimes anymore. And he said, unless there's a moral reason. So he's like, okay, well, this company that like hosts the event, the owner of one of their franchises got handsy with my sister. And they're like, that's good enough, you know. So
it's a moral endeavor.
Yeah, they're like,
his blood brothers, we're on a mission from God,
right? So there was that, and then there was kind of this like side story where Channing Tatum's character is trying to be a good dad to his daughter. So
by Robin for him. So yeah. Mm-hmm. I know that. Like, I like those movies, but there's always that like, oh, but these are the bad. Like, they're robbing people, and so. You're like, right. Oh, and I know no matter how down on their luck they are, they can't get ahead. which was the first episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I started this week.
All right.
Where that guy can't get ahead in life, and he has to get that centipede thing put on him. We watched two episodes. It's like cheesy, like yes. quite a bit of cheese, but they like balance it well, so like it's not like
the first two episodes. I was like, I don't think I can watch this because it seems too cliche almost. Yeah. But get a couple more episodes into it, and then
I kind of
flip those tables.
Okay.
Of like, you totally expected these people to be a certain character the entire time, and they're not.
Yeah. I've liked it so far, actually. So yeah. It's been pretty good. Just those first two episodes. I cannot recommend this. Here's what I don't like about Netflix movies, is because you can't look up content beforehand.
Right.
Crinkle in that. Get that out of there.
What do you mean that you can't look up content beforehand?
So, like, with movies, like, I'll go to the Plugged In website and, like, find, okay, this movie was rated mature or rated R for this reason or rated, like, the rating.
So you know what you're getting into, avoiding, whatever.
Yeah, so with Netflix movies, that's not, so every once in a while Plugged In will pick one up. Okja, I think they did. But there was a couple that I'm like, so this was What Happened to Monday. And I watched the trailer for it, and the premise is really fascinating. So it takes place way in the future when people, like, their overpopulation is leaving the world, like, ravaged. And so with, like, they tie global warming into it, and so, like, South America is, like, pretty much a wasteland desert. And then, so there's a little bit of that political stuff in there, but they said, like, they were able to genetically modify food so that, like they could grow it faster and in more abundance, and so they provided all the stuff for the population, so there's enough food. But then that food caused people to have multiple births, which, like, skyrocketed the population even more. And so they passed a law where you could only have one kid. And so the story is this person has seven kids, and he hides them, and they each are named a day of the week. And so when they go out, they're, like, they're all playing one person, but there are seven different people, so they go out each day. And so then, the story starts with Monday. She goes and she doesn't return. And so it's like, what happened to her? So then Tuesday.
What happened to Monday?
Yeah, so Tuesday has to go out on Tuesday and find out what happened.
Happened
so there's quite a bit of swearing. There is violence, and it's kind of gruesome at times. And then there was one sex scene, which I skipped over real quick, so I don't know. Like, but you didn't see it kind of, like, that's the thing. Like, you didn't know. Like, all of a sudden it's like, oh, a naked person. And so that, like, I probably wouldn't have watched it had I known some of the content and stuff, but the worldview, because it's all about, like, okay, one, it's about these seven women who are like, okay, we play one person, like, do we really have a life? Was this worth it? Like we're not, like, we can't date, we can't have relationships, we can't have friendships, like, we have to, like, just be each other's friend, and there's seven of us, and, like, each one has their own personality, but on the day, like, they have to go out and look exactly like the other one, and at the end of the day, they have a meeting to figure out, like, okay, what, who did you talk to, what did they say, and they have to watch all that stuff. And so it's kind of like, was it worth it? Because they're arguing about that in the beginning. I wish they would have taken this and made it into a miniseries and done, like, seven or eight episodes, because I think it would have, like, developed the characters a lot more, because I didn't really feel too much attack, like, because their story, because, like, that, like, it's like a 5-minute conversation where they're arguing around a table of, like, well, I don't feel like a real person, and they're just arguing and stuff. Like, well, we've got to do this anyway. I'm like, man, I wish they would have explored that more, because it's like this, like, what, like, do you want to have a life that, like, yeah, you're alive, but is it really, are you really living? Like, are you really, is there a purpose and meaning to your life? Yeah, and so.
The only purpose of life is to survive.
Yeah.
Like, if that's it, then, yeah.
And so really they get, like, one day to kind of experience life, but that's, it's hard for them. So that was interesting, and then the whole population thing, like, should, like, if the world is going to fall apart, should the government or should people be able to regulate and say, like, hey, like, let's, like either we're going to die as a planet or you only have one kid. Like, I don't know what the, like,
I can't stand movies that deal with overpopulation, because it's just, it's not going to happen.
Why?
It's just, You people say there's overpopulation now because there's people starving. It's not that there's not enough resources. It's just that the logistics of getting the resources to sub-Saharan Africa is kind of hard.
Yeah.
We make enough food as a planet as a whole to feed everyone. Some people eat more than they need, like me. I've been eating way too much.
Yeah. Not you, me.
Yeah. You and me.
It's Mo Monday.
But it's also those people in Africa don't have enough money to buy the food. So forget about them. We're not going to give them free food. I just, overpopulation isn't a problem that we need to deal with.
Well, not yet.
No, it will never be a problem because.
But they added the global, the climate change
they
stuff.
They created
in there.
The problem.
So like,
with the
yeah.
Food.
So like South America was gone. So like all the people from South America had to move up. So like.
They'll die.
So there was like less land space. Now, yeah, so I mean, people will die off, but like
mathematically, global.
Hey, it's a fiction movie.
I get it,
I'm just saying,
but it creates fears in us that we don't need to fear. We the humans are crazy, crazy smart. We got people like Elon Musk who's like, I want to die on Mars.
He will. He gets there.
If you doubt humans' ability to figure out how to solve everyone dying from lack of food, then you're betting against the wrong species. Okay, we'll figure it out.
I hope we're still doing this podcast in 20 years and it looks like,
dead.
Man, there's overpopulation.
Yeah. There's people everywhere.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's overpopulation.
I know.
What is, what is overpopulation? Is it population to the degree at which the planet cannot sustain? That would be overpopulation in which,
yeah.
Over a course of like 20 years, problem solved. It'll correct itself. Because everyone will die. Overpopulation isn't a problem unless you're afraid of people.
But in this
dying.
One, they were able to keep people alive. And so there's still like tons of people on the
then
planet.
Then we send them to the moon.
The moon!
Look, there's
that
planets
wasn't
out there for a reason.
We looked at it today a lot.
We did. We looked at it. Okay, so.
I just think we're going to have colonization.
We have a listener, watcher, actually, Zach, wants to know how those girls chose what personality to stick with.
Oh, so good question, Zach. So they were like they all played Karen Stettman. That was the person that they were
they created.
Yeah.
Character.
So the character was Karen Stettman, and so they went out and like they were her. So that was the personality that everybody was, and that was one of the things. Like they're like arguing. And they're like I'm her more than you, and they're like. Like, no, you're not. Like, we're all this person. They're like, well, you never really wanted to be here. Like, so they kind of argue about that. But there's, like, one person that they're all, like, this character.
Why
so,
didn't they just come out and say, I don't want to do this anymore? What would be the effect if they did that? What would
they be?
Well, they talked about
they'd
that.
They'd be killed, right?
So, well.
Would they be killed?
They would take them. So, this is what they said. They're like, okay, there's multiples. So, if there's anybody, like, you keep one kid and the rest go into the sleep chamber. And so they put them in the sleep chamber. They have all these people. And like when the population works out, then we'll wake these kids up and they can have a life on the planet.
What's the problem then? Just put the kids in the sleep chamber.
What if the problem never gets solved and then they're dead?
I
just explained
there's twists and turns throughout the movie.
It's the sleep chamber. Are these people really vampires?
No.
And so they're farming those people in the sleep chamber?
Well,
so there's seven sisters.
Yeah.
Seven sisters.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
who
Saturday,
all
Sunday.
Who all look the same.
Yep.
Look identical.
Well, yeah, when they go out. But, like, there's one with, like, pink hair and, like, one... Like, they're,
because
like, they
she wants to have her Thursday identity when she's at home.
Yeah, they all have different identities. So,
but they share a name when they go out.
Yeah. Because, okay. Well, because there's bracelets that, like, are checkpoints and stuff. And it's
so
like,
they trade off the bracelet.
Yeah. No, well, they all have their own bracelets. And they record stuff and all that. So you have to have your own bracelet.
Oh, the bracelets are something that they've done for themselves to
have
continuity of person.
Everybody has one, but they modified theirs.
Gotcha.
Can I suggest the movie that is better?
Go for it. You haven't seen this movie, so
and
you
I can suggest. Okay.
You can't say it's better if you
haven't
seen
Gattaca.
It. Oh, Gattaca is great.
Gattaca
I do like
is
Gattaca.
A totally... I'm thinking about it. It's just... It's a great film.
Gattaca was really good.
And this is what... It reminds me of Gattaca a little bit. But
have you seen Gattaca?
No.
It's
I'm gonna say like 9 out of 10 things that you guys say. I have no idea.
Go watch Gattaca. It'll make
like
you think
movies,
about...
TV shows, all this stuff. I have no idea what you're talking about.
We need to move on.
Just
but...
No, this is Carl and Smitty's. You haven't seen Carl and Smitty's? Oh, it's a great TV. Oh, it's a great show. It's cartoons.
All right.
I grew up on Carl and Smitty's.
Carl and Smitty's.
It's time for. Okay, one day I'm going to break people's ears. I'm going to try.
You
okay.
Sang on Sunday.
Oh, I did sing on Sunday. I preached yesterday and I sang. Okay, so we this is like every week in Florida. Like, don't go to fast food places because people will get mad.
What happened?
So
was it a Jack in the Box?
This guy in Florida like went into a pizza place.
What pizza place?
Lake Worth Pizza.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, I want a free slice of pizza. And the lady's like, sorry, we don't give out free pizza. And he got mad. He's like, I want free pizza. And so the employees told deputies that James Dennison, 56, of Lake Worth, yelled at a waitress Wednesday at Lake Worth Pizza when she said she couldn't give him a free slice of pizza. Then he went out and he grabbed a concrete planter and tried to throw it into the business.
A what?
A concrete planter. Oh. So like a big, so he tried to throw it in the business. Another employee said he knocked it out of his hands. So then he threw rocks inside. He broke a pizza display case. And then like he threw more in and like hurt the waitress, like hit her leg and got a scratch on it. So, but here's what he was charged with. Throwing a deadly missile into an occupied dwelling.
A deadly missile?
Yeah. So is that, is a,
probably the planter or a rock? I mean, the rock could be deadly.
Yeah, look at Goliath. Hello, ask Goliath if it's a deadly missile.
A deadly missile.
Yeah.
That sounds very, very serious.
It does sound
very serious. Is that the best terminology that you can use for throwing something?
Not with today's connotations.
A violent projectile. I don't know.
Right.
Well, I mean, now missile, everyone thinks of...
a real missile?
No. That is a missile. If I throw a rock at you, that's a missile. The definition of missile is...
They think of a bomb.
Yes, they think of something that's connected.
The definition of a missile is anything that I throw.
If you throw something at...
My thing of... This is just peanuts.
If you throw the peanuts,
become a missile.
They
become a projectile. They're technically a missile?
Not, especially if you kill someone, if you forcibly throw deadly it, missiles.
It's good, that could have been a deadly missile.
Is this something that's been established on this show already, that that's a missile?
No, we just
established it right now.
Okay.
So,
no, I mean, Luke's arguing like this is something that's it's like definitive here.
I'm just saying, an object that is forcibly propelled at a target is a missile.
Deadly missile. Okay. So,
use force to propel something.
Thanks, Google.
Here's the thing, though. Say this guy is homeless and hungry.
Okay.
And he walks in and he's like, hey, could I have some pizza?
Yeah.
No.
Like, should restaurants, should people that... Because that's something like, okay, a slice of pizza doesn't seem like that big of a deal. Now, did he overreact and do stuff he shouldn't have? Yeah, a deadly missile was thrown. But...
Well, he was demanding a piece of pizza. I mean, how did he start? Did he start off and say, hey, I'm really hungry. Could I have a piece of pizza? Did he start off like that? Or did he go in entitled and just went wild?
This is kind of like the drunk guy that went through the Taco Bell drive-thru. He walked through... Because he didn't want to drive.
Yeah.
Because he knew he was drunk. And then,
safety first.
And he got, like, arrested.
Yeah.
Because he walked... They wouldn't serve him. And then he got mad.
And he called the police.
He called the police and said, I want Taco Bell. and he asked them to drive him through. Yeah. And then they arrested him.
He asked the police officer to drive him through?
Yeah, because he didn't want to drive drunk. And
did
then
the police
they
officer drive him.
Him
through and just not stop to tease him?
He's like, I'll have four chalupas. And then, like,
and then
he ate them in
front. I'm sorry, the cage doesn't have a hole in it, man. I can't get them back to you.
Wait, he just like he slides a little taco
through the hole.
Oh man! But no, so this kind of reminds me like this. I don't know if this guy was hungry or not, and I don't know if he didn't have a job or money or whatever. But it seems like, hey, I'm just trying to get food. Now I know you can't do that for everybody. So where would you draw that line? Like if somebody walked into a restaurant and like, I want
was this even a pizza by the slice place?
I don't know.
No.
Because what are you going to do? I mean, because if it's not, then people buy a pie at a time.
Yeah.
So he'd have to cut the pizza, give this nice family one of their pieces of pizza to this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you said he was talking to the waitress, so it wasn't just like a Papa John's or something like that.
Papa John's
should
start
that. Waitress.
Papa John's should start that to where you can buy a whole pizza but leave one slice out and give it to homeless people. Genius.
There's 10 pieces, and that's your tithe.
What would it be called?
Huh? Tithers.
Pepperoni for the poor?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But
a pizza for the poor. That
here's the
work.
Thing. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You can't give it... If you can't give it a free piece of pizza to everyone, you can't give a free piece of the one.
See,
it's like when
you say that, but I don't agree with that.
No.
I understand you don't agree with that.
Do for a few.
No.
For a few. Like Andy Stanley.
Yeah. I can do for these people, so I'm going to do for them. I don't think I can do that for everybody.
That's like Captain America.
What?
Oh,
no, it's not.
Oh, yeah. She brought it back around. Good job.
Look, well, so this guy comes up and he's like, I want a piece of pizza. And I'm like, no. What? That's it. No, I'm not going to give you
a
piece of pizza.
Yeah, the deadly missiles get involved.
If I see a line of 100 people like, hey, I heard there's free pizza.
Then you say, I had one.
Yeah.
To give.
Now, there are, like, coffee places. There are other places that you can go in and you can buy a cup of coffee and then you can give, like, extra money. There might be a pizza place or a sandwich place that does that where you can, like, you can pay it forward and say, hey, I want to, because there's the homeless people that will come in, like, hey, your sandwich has been bought by somebody else. Like, they do that kind of stuff. So, oh, there is a slice of the day. I looked up Lake Worth Pizza online. They have the slice of the day is stuffed meat lover's pizza. Dude, I want a free piece of stuffed meat lover. Hey, Lake Worth Pizza, I know you're listening. If you'll send me a free piece of pizza, we'll talk about you on the show.
But you still can't be an official.
We're going to talk about
that. Oh, man, Thursday is chicken bacon ranch pizza.
Are we going through the menu of this Florida pizza joint
right now? I'm mad at them right now, Chris, because they didn't give James Jensen.
Hey, why don't you open up your own pizza business and give away free pizza to people who walk? And then other people come in, and you're like, you know what? For some arbitrary reason, you just can't get a free pizza today.
Yeah, you. I'd be like, Luke.
Here's the problem. The reason why I couldn't give away free pizza is because I would be a terrible judge. I'd be like, who gets the one piece of pizza I have today?
Well, here's the thing. If you like, okay, today we're going to give away 10 free pieces of pizza. And when those are out, we're out. Like, yeah. Sorry. We're out of the free pizza.
What if someone who's crippled, you know, has no legs or something, it's like, I'm really hungry.
And he like,
they get their 11th. And I'm like, Everyone else who got here, they were just trying to get a free pizza because they're rich and they want free pizza or something.
That guy ate your piece of pizza.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. Sorry about you.
What if this guy comes in, he has a Lamborghini, he's like, I heard there's a free pizza for the first 10 customers. Do I give it to him? I'm like, you have a Lamborghini, you can pay. He's like, what?
That's up to you. I don't know.
Oh, that's up to me, huh? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Whenever you need a job and you start working at Chris's pizza place,
yeah,
we'll put you in charge of benevolence.
I just told you I couldn't do that because I'd be like, man,
oh,
who is the one who gets
pizza for the poor? We need to see your last bank statement.
You know,
yeah,
it's like the food that, you know, the grocery stores when they throw out all their food. It's like, well, we could give it away, but who do we give it away? I'd burn all the food. All the old food, I'd be like, I can't give this to people.
This is why dumpster diving became a thing. Like, people, because there's so much food thrown out that people go and dumpster dive.
But I just couldn't decide who gets it, so no one gets it.
And this is why the world will not be overpopulated.
Yeah.
Because I will burn the food.
People don't have food.
So you take it to a place that'll distribute it.
Yeah, that's why people donate
to the restaurant. But then it'll be on my conscience, be like, wait.
Oh, man.
Are they giving it to the people who deserve it?
Luke.
I just can't judge people, because if I do, I'd sit there all day and get nothing done. All
right, so moving on. The moral of the story is, if you want free pizza, don't ask Lake Worth Pizza, because they will not give it to you. So, and if you don't get free pizza, don't get mad about it.
What if I'm like, all right, if you want a free pizza,
we're done.
If you want a free pizza, you have to do 10 minutes of service work.
Okay, I would go for that.
Then I'd be like, all right.
They earned
the pizza.
Yeah.
I'm not giving it, so it's not my judgment of who gets it. I'm like, if you want free pizza, come and work. And then I go out every 2 hours, and everyone gets one piece of pizza for working a day's work.
That's sort of terrible.
Okay. And then they get mad. The guy who's been working 8 hours for pizza's like,
yeah.
Okay,
let's move on to
this. So we're gonna end. This will be a real short conversation. I listened to a podcast this week. It's on Radiolab. It's called Breaking News. There might be one swear in it. I don't remember.
There's
a swear. If you haven't ever listened to Radiolab, they're a great podcast. They do these like really interesting stories. The La Mancha Screwjob is an amazing. We've talked about this on the show before.
It's the best.
It's really good. So this one was called Breaking News, and what it was basically is that Adobe, who makes Photoshop, is working on a program that can change your voice. So I could not change it, but like you could take our podcast, feed it through this algorithm thing, and then make us say things that we never said. So that's one thing. Then the other thing was this facial recognition software. They're like, you no longer have to have all the little dots and stuff they put mocap on. Like, it was just basically like you look into your computer camera and make faces. And then after you make those faces, then like there's another face of like a famous person or whatever that starts mimicking like your facial expressions. And so as this technology develops, basically what we could do is I could take a conversation between Obama and Trump about how they're planning to take down America and put it out there on Facebook and be like, look at this news, or look at this hidden camera thing. And people wouldn't know because it's going to be their voices and their faces saying these things. and you won't know. So they had a guy that talked about, his job is to figure out if stuff is photoshopped. So if there's like, oh man, these North Korean missile pictures came in, like deadly missiles that North Korea's gonna throw.
Planters.
They have so many concrete planters.
So many peanuts.
Strawberry terror.
So basically, they're gonna. So he like gets these pictures. He's like, okay, I've got to figure out if these are real or not. And so it takes him a really long time to do that. He's like, but this is crazy. The way that like he's like, I'll get these pictures, and news media is like, you have an hour to get figure this out. And so he's like, I hope. Like, if this ever, it is going to happen, but he's like, whenever this happens, I just hope that, like, we're able to tell pretty easily. So the video that the podcast made, we watched it, it didn't look very real.
It's pretty bad.
It is bad.
But the technology's not developed yet.
Yeah.
Fully.
But it's still Obama's voice.
Right. It is a matter of
saying that, he's like, I said that we could bring the country together. He's like, I'm not. I'm going to go play golf. And like, I mean, it's his voice saying those things. And you can't really tell. Like, now his mouth moving looks very odd because it's that guy's face
he's
moving.
Drooling slightly.
He's like, his mouth gets
his
really
eyes
big.
Are like, the guy has one eye higher than the other.
Yeah, he's got that twitch.
But they're saying, like, so they're developing this because let's say commercials. They want to like dub somebody, but they want their voice.
Yeah, or movies. Yeah, we have to redo voice.
Yeah, they won't have to, like, Jennifer Lawrence doesn't speak Mandarin, but they could get somebody, they could type out that stuff and then get somebody to do the mouth movements, so not only would it be kind of her voice, but it also her mouth would move with it, so it wouldn't look like a voiceover.
I mean, what's the possibility with that in the future? Like, I just license my person. I can just license the brand of Chuck, and I say, yes, you can use my voice and my picture and my stuff. And then you can just make up whatever it is you want me to do, and I'm like this puppet that looks real, and you can produce it.
You would
sign, you just go through all
you
of
would
these
sign
things.
A contract yeah. like that they can. You are not selling yourself right. You need to have some restrictions on what they can do with your brand.
Right, but
no, I'm saying that someone would ask permission, like Jennifer Lawrence says, use my stuff, and then they just manipulate it the way that you just said,
mm-hmm.
and then they use it.
Sounds like
and
a great
then she
business.
Doesn't have to do as much for it. She doesn't do anything for it.
Right.
They just take it and manipulate it.
Right.
So that's where it gets crazy. So, but these guys, like some of them were like, we could take Einstein, like what we know about him, and like have conversations with him, because it could be like holograms or like these robots or whatever, like that they could pull up online and be like, oh, here's Albert Einstein, I'm going to talk to him. And they would have all this information. Like, yeah, so that was kind of the weird stuff. But
I got a response. AI.
Yeah.
Don't worry. AI will just figure everything out for us. They'll be like, nope, this is Photoshop. We don't have to worry about it. AI, Elon Musk told me, they're going to take over the world, and I'm going to be their pet. I'm already sucking
there.
Up to the AI right now. Every time I say to Google, I'm like, why is Google so awesome? That's what I type in.
Why is AI going to be my best friend? But one of the things, so they went and talked to the lady that made the facial recognition stuff and said, how do we... So he asked her the question. He's like, do you see the implications of this? That people could use this for evil and all this stuff. Like, not for evil. Well, yeah. But, like basically to... Because they were talking about the fake news.
You could start wars.
Yeah.
Like, seriously start wars.
Yeah. But they're like, the stuff gets put out there on Facebook, and people share it by the millions. And he's like, within 10 minutes, there's an article about... because this really happened. Hillary Clinton... this didn't really happen, but the fake news article was Hillary Clinton has a like a brothel out of this pizza place. I think it was
what?
Leghorn
same
pizza.
Pizza
it was Leghorn
was
pizza.
Was it in Florida?
When no. He was asking for a slice of pizza. So
this
no,
guy comes in with an AR.
Chuck, are you leaving? Okay. So yeah, but this Leghorn, that was not Leghorn pizza. But so she comes. This article went out there, and this guy shows up with a gun because he's so angry about this. And they're like, that's not real. That was fake news. And so imagine, like, people already don't research stuff. So, like, there's this thing out there with Trump and Putin talking about whatever, like, hey, let's let Russia take over America. Like, people would go bonkers.
Right.
So, and the lady was like, I don't know. I haven't thought about it. I just make the program. Like, her lack of response was really frustrating.
It was
frustrating.
Eerie.
Because she just, like...
Yeah, angering.
She didn't even say anything. She just, like, sat there for a long time and was like...
It was like, silence on the podcast because she just didn't have anything to say.
She's like, I guess people could do that. Yeah. I'm just thinking about talking to my mom and her having, like, a hologram of me in the room with her.
Well, I can see what she's saying.
Yeah.
The wheel was invented. And think what the wheel did to us. It's caused so many wars have been won because of wheels, okay? I'm just saying, you can look at the bad side of inventions
right.
all day and be like, wheels, they're war machines, jeeps, Humvees,
stuff
run
over.
Like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Or people can trade faster, stuff like that, roads, jets. We can use jets as fighter pilot jets, or we can use jets as airline jets. Now, there's some things that, like... I don't know, C4, some people will be like, well, we can use it to bomb, like, some things are less, things are strictly military, and then there's some things that are like, oh, we can use that for the military, we can use that to kill millions of people.
This would be for good or for evil, yeah, and it's all in how you use it, but because of all the fake news stuff out there, like, that's why they're like, okay, with all the stuff going on recently...
It's just really, like, you can't...
Well, here's the question.
It's getting more and more you can't believe anything
now that you even see or
hear. Yeah.
I can watch Trump saying something crazy, and I'm like, I don't know if that's real or not.
Right.
They talked about that whole scandal with what he said on the bus to Access Hollywood or whatever, Billy Bush, all that stuff. They're like... He could have come out and been like, that's not me. I didn't say any of that. They just took my voice.
If he would have known this technology existed, he would have said that.
Yeah,
like,
it's like,
that's what happened.
That's not me.
And then we have no way to prove it.
Right. They're like, oh, well, they're going to take the recordings, and they're like super old recordings, so they're like, I don't know if this is real or not. So.
I just went, what about the internet, Chris? The internet is filled with horrible things.
That's true.
And it empowers horrible people as well.
That's
the dark web. Should we get rid of the internet?
Yes.
Should we say, you know what, internet? So neo-Nazis can grow easier because they can just...
I don't think we're not saying, like, this shouldn't be...
Yeah, but they're just saying, like, what are the implications? Zach said, I'm furious he ruined the pizza. Because he broke the display case. So, Zach Velker said the video of Obama was crazy, but he might be talking about something different. We have several Zachs watching our show right now. But that's the thing, like because at the end, the guy was like, part of me wants the government to show up and just say, yo, you can't do any of this and take all their technology away and say, you can't do this. But it's like, but other people are going to develop it, and it's going to be developed, so it's going to happen. So they're like, so how do we... not fight against it, but how do we make sure that this is the truth? And so that's where it comes back to, like...
It's always been the argument. What's the truth?
What is truth?
What is the truth?
Pilate says that to Jesus.
It's just something to be aware
of. What is truth?
I mean, you got Photoshop already.
Yeah.
Photos already are very... You can always doubt a photo now. You can be like, I don't know if that's real.
No.
You got... It's just... I guess we'll just have to...
To see.
Well, we might not even be able to see it.
So, but, it's a fascinating, it's Radio Lab, the title of it is Breaking News. It's a pretty fascinating listen, so,
yeah.
Going back to, like, the worldview stuff, dude. Like, it affects, like, it makes people more skeptical of everything, and I feel like
still trying to figure out if, this is just a wrestling program, Trump winning the White House. I'm like, when is he gonna come out and be like... Guys, we've been joking the whole time. This is just a reality TV show. I'm like, would that happen with any president in the future? Or just...
Yeah, all that stuff. So, Don Smith says, truth must reflect reality, otherwise it is not true. But the problem with that is that those videos will reflect reality. Like, it'll... I mean, in the sense that, like, it's them saying it. And
right.
So you're like, okay... This could be a behind-closed-door session. I mean, because all the stuff going on now, they're like, oh, there was voter fraud, and, like, Russians invaded our voting stuff. And
Russians
so
invaded us, okay.
Invaded our voting
but
machines.
Then what if, like, all, basically all technology and stuff becomes obsolete, and we have to go back to, like, because letters are, like, face-to-face meetings, or, like, town hall meetings and stuff, because you can't...
Trust.
You can't, like... Yeah.
The only thing you'll goodness. Be sure of in 20 years is that you think therefore you are, and everything else will be unsure. You'll be like, I don't even know about that peanut. Those peanuts, are they real? Someone could be hologramming them in right now.
And then I eat them, and I'm like, oh.
Tastes like
the Matrix.
Maybe yeah. Jesus will come back with all this happens. So,
we're all, our Elon Musk is right. We're in a computer simulation.
Before we end, a couple of shout outs to people. So, Bill and April Wall say, Chris and Chuck, Street Lethal! Because that's our old radio show. Yes. Zachary says, I watched a movie that was about something like that. Wait, what was that? Zach, what movie was that? Because
Mr. Robot?
Manchurian Candidate? That was like where they brainwashed him. Oh. There was one where
what
was it? One or like is a girl's name?
Cloud Atlas?
No, it was like it was about this like robot lady or something. I don't know, and I don't remember. Okay, never mind. So Don Smith said, "Can you confirm that the videos are true?" That's the thing. Like it'll be the people saying it with their voices, so it'll seem true, but it won't like.
Right. So I think in the podcast they were talking about. How videos might have to have a stamp or like a watermark.
Yeah, saying.
Of like, this is authentic footage, and then the ones. Right. But who's going to stop people from putting that on other ones?
Right. So.
They're trying to.
That's the thing.
Cause trouble.
And so that's what like the guy that was doing the research, he's like, it's going to be hard to confirm. Like, it's hard to confirm Photoshop stuff. And as this technology gets more and more advanced, he's like, it's going to be hard to confirm whether they're true or not. And so. You may be like, well, that doesn't sound like them, but like behind closed doors, maybe they say something completely different. And maybe they are this way. Right. And you start to doubt it, and you start to doubt what's true and what's not true. So,
and then all you know is you are.
You are.
You are. That you think, and you are.
So, yeah, and that's where. It's an interesting podcast. So, listen to it. It's the future. All right.
You know what I'm looking forward to?
What are you looking forward to, fellas and lady?
All right. So, I don't know if you guys watch boxing, because I don't. Boxing is boring now.
Oh.
It's just a bunch of people dancing around. It used to be great. But there's a fight coming up.
Yeah. I heard about this today.
McGregor versus Mayweather. Mayweather's going to win. But it's not going to be like a knockout win. It's going to be a decision win. Everyone should watch it.
Mayweather's coming out of retirement. He's 40 years old.
And he's fighting a UFC fighter, but they're boxing.
Yeah, so the UFC guy's like, I'm so good, I can beat you, and I'll just box.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to kick and
but this guy
throw knees. And
is not he's not a boxer at all. He's a ground fighter. So if you're interested at all, I'm interested. I don't watch boxing anymore.
When's the fight?
The 29th, I believe.
Okay.
I'll probably just watch it the next day. Because I'm not going to pay to watch two people hug each other for 9 rounds. Unlike UFC, boxing goes a lot longer. UFC has 3 rounds of like 3 minutes. And usually someone taps because it's a lot brutal.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting because McGregor is so... You don't like either character. Like in wrestling, this is how they do it. They have a heel and they have a... What is it? The guy who's the hero. There's the hero character always. But these two guys, Mayweather, he's annoying.
He's never lost.
He's never lost. He's the best.
Yeah.
And he's just so haughty and stuff. And McGregor's just a jerk. He is awesome. You just don't like either character. It's like...
So you want to see both.
You want to see both lose.
What is this double knockout? They both punch each other at the same time.
That'd be great, but it's not going
to
happen.
Okay. No, probably not. Adrian, what are you looking forward to?
I don't have anything.
I know.
There's nothing really good on the radar.
I'm excited about American Ninja Warriors tonight. I do want to watch The Defenders. I liked Daredevil and Luke Cage. Iron Fist, I couldn't get through. Jessica Jones, I hated Jessica Jones. It was not great.
I didn't hate it.
It was just boring to me. She's unlikable. So,
it's because they wrote her to be unlikable.
Yeah.
But I think anybody she plays is unlikable.
Oh, that actress?
Yeah.
Okay. So, hey, we're done. Thanks, everybody, for listening to World Viewfinder, episode 111. I didn't say it. Almost did.
Check us out on Facebook.
Yeah. At worldviewfinder.com.
And
Facebook.com/worldviewfinder.
And iTunes. And leave us a review.
You could.
And tell us what we do right and what we do wrong. We're trying to make the podcast better. That's why we got rid of James.
And
added joke.
Yep. So, hey.
Next on the list is Chris.
We'll see you next time. I'm Chris.
I'm Luke.
I'm Adrian.
I'm Chuck. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Magic.
Thanks for joining us on Worldview Finder as we dove into some awesome topics. Just because we talk about a specific source or worldview does not mean we endorse them or the product. So use discernment about what you take in. Have an awesome week and see you next time. Welcome to Worldview Finder.